It's never too late to begin playing music, as any number of members of the Hawaii Harmonica Society can tell you. Most of them are retirees. None of them are professional musicians, but all of them have a love for what they're doing. Robert Omura is the founder and conductor of the ensemble, and he's here in our studio. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Had you played harmonica for a while before you formed the society?
I started when I was 8 years old.
Well, I guess so then. That would be quite a while. What did you like about it? What did you like about it?
What did I like about it? Well, basically, it's making music. And with the harmonica, it's such a simple instrument that you can make any music that you would like to play. And if you know the tune, then you can play it.
It's nice to be able to carry it around in your pocket, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very light and very small. It's easy to carry around. I guess it's the most, I understand it's the most popular musical instrument there is worldwide.
I would imagine, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You favor, in the society, you play the tremolo harmonica,
I
right?
I play the tremolo. All of our members play tremolo harmonica.
And those are the ones with two little parallel openings, right? Where you kind of get the
double
note.
Double reed. It has two reeds, and so it has a very mellow tremolo tune to the sound that comes out. It's very tremolo, very mellow, and
has kind of a shimmering sound to it,
right?
To my ears, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, how many are you in this group now?
I have currently, I average between 30 and 40 people during the year. We've gone, over the years, this is our 19th year now, and we've had well over 100 members over the years, and they come and go. And harmonica is an instrument that you can pick up anytime, and once you learn how to play it, then it's a matter of just playing the tune that you like to play.
Do a lot of your members come to the harmonica pretty late? I mean, did they just learn to join?
Yeah, most of my members in their 50s and older. Mm-hmm. The youngest, I think, is around 51 or 52. But
were they experienced?
They're all retirees, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, they're all retirees.
Were they experienced players before they came to you?
Many of them never played harmonica, never played any music. And start out by, but they enjoy music, and that's the reason they come out. And over the years, they develop the skill to play the instrument, and then they learn how to play different music. And then we teach them how to read notes.
Uh-huh.
And so then we can play any music that we can put into notes.
You know, Robert, whenever I meet somebody who says they love music, but they don't play an instrument and they wish they could, it makes me want to send them to you, right?
Because that's right. If they like music, then they can play harmonica.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty encouraging message to send out there. Maybe we can encourage a few people. But then you have to, it's your job to meld them into an ensemble, right?
Right, right. And when we get the ones that fit very well are those who come in not knowing anything about harmonica.
Really?
Not knowing anything about music, in fact. And those who come in with some skills, previous skills, sometimes have a hard time adjusting to a group playing the harmonica.
You mean because they're used to sort of going at their own
That's
pace?
That's right, playing their own style and playing their own way. And most harmonica players don't play by notes anyway.
Yeah.
And they play by what we say, play by ear. And in our group, we teach them how to play the harmonica by reading notes and following music that are put down in notes, standard notes, and mm-hmm. then we convert that to numbers. And then the numbers are on the harmonica, and you play according to the numbers.
Oh, really?
So everybody learns how to play.
Oh, so you say, for example, draw in on three, and that gets you C or something like that?
Yeah. And any song that we can convert to notes, numbers, and we play almost classical music, popular music, any kind of music that you can think of. Most young people, especially in America, play harmonica by what we call chord. They don't play the single note that we play. And we play the most common style of music that you find with that we play in Asia and in Europe. Americans play chord on the harmonica.
And they actually use a different harmonica, the so-called marine band harmonica.
We can play with any harmonica, and we generally follow notes so that we can harmonize and play music that what we call classical music or standard music that's in note form, and then you can play it.
How large is your repertoire?
Oh, up to about 500-600 notes, music, 500 or 600 songs that we have.
That's pretty good.
It keeps expanding. The more songs we hear, the more songs we can put into notes, and we play. Like I said, many people come in not knowing anything about music, and they learn about music and the different kinds of music there is.
Well, I think you're really doing a good thing.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Great to meet you. Robert Omura is the founder of the Hawaii Harmonica Society, which is giving its 19th annual recital on Saturday at the Hawaii Mission Memorial, which is next to Honolulu Hale. And you can find out how to join and hear them on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page. Thank you.